All right, so let's bring you this story. This serious issue erupted over the last few weeks, and it involved the death of the Forest High School pupil, Daniel Bakwena, last week. And there's been a public outcry about violence at our schools. We even know the story of the Durban teacher, Sponiso Nyawose, who was murdered by an intruder at the primary school, the Masuka Primary School in KwaZulu-Natal. It's a worrying situation in our schools, and we're all too aware that there needs to be some sort of urgent intervention in this regard. Now, the Gauteng Education MEC, Panyazi Lesufi, actually held a consultative meeting this morning to map out a way forward. Good afternoon to you, MEC. Thanks very much for your time on the program. I know you are pressed for time, but can you tell us in a nutshell, please, exactly what came out of your consultations this morning?
No, thank you so much. We're trying as a sector just to find a way where we can develop mechanisms that can work, rather than have somebody saying, my proposal is the proposal that must be implemented. And we had almost 8,000 participants. So we developed what we call a four-point plan. The first one, which is very, very important, is to be proactive. In being proactive, identify almost 500 and above, those that we know have the potential to harm others. These are the ones that are bullies. These are the ones that are appearing in courts, so that we can hand them over to professionals and experts who can then work them along and ensure jointly with their families we can bring them back to the mainstream education system. We'll do this over the weekend after school, but we'll hand over 500 or more of those people that have the potential to harm others. The second thing was to strengthen our school governance disciplinary processes. If there's somebody that have done something wrong, the disciplinary committee must sit immediately and attend to that person. Because if you don't do that, people believe they can do as they wish because they think discipline takes time. So we are training our SGBs and how to develop a charge sheet, how to be a prosecutor, how to ensure that we've got a watertight case and present it in a manner that can give you a successful prosecution. Thirdly, we are now bringing the police. We really believe that each and every police station must understand all the schools within that particular police station and give us a contact person. Because in most instances, when people witness violence and they call the police station, they will complain they don't have a car or they don't know who to deal with this matter, how to handle this matter. So there's a concrete plan now with the police that are giving us the support. And the last part of the component is to develop an emergency response system. We are working with telecommunications companies just to develop a system where we can have an emergency number so that people can respond and they can report to those particular matters. It's one of the proposals that I put on the table. We strongly believe it will assist us to eliminate some of the challenges that we have.
MEC, this question has come up over the last few days. I mean, you're dealing with pupils here who've allegedly committed murder. Do the rehabilitation programs actually exist to be able to rehabilitate them?
That's the reason why we identify them early. You can go to any school, John, and ask anyone who is. Learners overwhelmingly will point to that learner. We say don't stigmatize that learner. Identify, hand over that learner to professionals who know how to manage anger, who know how to manage bullies. Learner to be a good learner. The programs of taking them to prisons so that they can see the life in prison of underage learners. We can also show them the good life of those that are graduating in universities so that they can see the good and the bad and they can make a choice. So we're investing in being proactive and ensuring that we identify these learners before they do something wrong. We'll allow them to have them early.
Let me see. I'm sorry about this. We are going to have to cut you short because we're struggling with that line of yours. But I hope we can have a longer discussion about this in the future, the rehabilitation of these learners, the police interventions as well. And also, the question remains, do they go back into our schools? How do we know once they've been rehabilitated? Lots of questions still to ask.